Good morning. The open meeting for the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, July 25th, 2024 will come to order. And the show must go on. Apologize to everyone for some technical difficulties that delayed the start of this meeting. To get us kicked off, Madam Vice Chair, we have a special motion for today.
We do indeed. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the Commission may consider the late submission of agenda documents number 24-25A, 24-25B, 24-27A, and 24-28A.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, all those in favor of the Vice Chair's motion, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. To make up for some lost time, I'm going to forego a couple introductory remarks I was going to make, but let me just say that I wanted to note it's been a very busy month here at the Commission. Much reporting has been going on, quarterly reports and monthly reports the last couple weeks. I want to thank everyone in RAD and IT who worked on those things. And I also want to direct the public's attention to a recent press release from the Commission with respect to candidate security, which is a great update on our current guidance and a pending rulemaking that we have on that issue. But let's move right along to a first agenda item if we can, which is draft advisory opinion 2024-08, Bob Good and Good for Congress. And we have Ms. Waldstreicher here remotely. If you could give us a presentation on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, commissioners. Agenda documents 24-25A and B are alternative draft responses to an advisory opinion request submitted by Representative Bob Good and his principal campaign committee, Good for Congress. Representative Good was a candidate in a primary election that was held on June 18th, 2024. Based on the results of that primary election, Representative Good's campaign committee is establishing a recount fund to pay expenses incurred in connection with a recount of that election. Requesters ask whether they may seek permission from general election contributors to redesignate their contributions from the general election to the recount fund, and then redesignate funds from those contributors who grant such permission. Both drafts conclude that the proposed activity is permissible because, although commission regulations concerning redesignation procedures speak in terms of redesignating contributions, quote, for a different election, unquote, and a recount is not an election under the Act or commission regulations, nothing in the Act or regulations prohibits the proposed redesignations. Moreover, the Commission has previously concluded that authorized committees could request redesignation of contributions in circumstances that are not addressed in Commission regulations, so long as the redesignations otherwise complied with all regulatory requirements. The drafts differ in their discussion of the Act's source prohibitions and amount limitations. Draft A states that the Commission need not reconsider here its previous conclusion that donations to a federal candidate's recount fund must comply with the Act's amount limitations and source prohibitions, because here general election contributions received by requesters that may be redesignated to its recount fund do in fact comply with those requirements. Draft B concludes that donations to a federal candidate's recount fund must comply with the Act's source prohibitions and amount limitations, and states that the recount fund is subject to a separate contribution limit from the general election. We did not receive any comments on the request or on the drafts, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much, Ms. Waldstreicher, and I want to start off by expressing my thanks, the whole Commission's thanks to you and everyone in policy who worked on this. This technically did not qualify, I think, for an expedited review, but it is extremely time sensitive for this requester and has a relevant and immediate impact on the proposal. And I know that you all really worked very hard and diligently to get a timely answer and draft out so that we could consider it at this meeting. And again, I really, really appreciate that. So colleagues, let me open it up for any questions for OGC. We don't have the requester here. Okay, seeing none, I am the commissioner who put forward draft A, and so I don't think it's going to succeed, but I would like to make a motion in favor of draft A before we maybe move on to a second motion. So with that, then in draft advisory opinion 2024-08, Bob Good and Good for Congress, I move approval of agenda document number 24-25-A, which is draft A. Colleagues, is there any debate on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
I abstain, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, that motion fails by a vote of 1-3, with myself in favor, the Vice Chair, Commissioner Lindebaum, Commissioner Broussard opposed, and Commissioner Dickerson and Commissioner Traynor abstaining. Further motions? Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My motion is going to be a little bit complicated because the, as you said, we were trying to move fast, and in between the time the documents went blue and today the court actually ordered the recount election. So my motion will add that information in. Having said that, I will make the motion in advisory opinion 2024-08. Bob Good and Good for Congress. I move approval of agenda document number 24-25B, subject to revising the sentence on page one at lines 18 to 19 to quote, "The facts presented in this advisory opinion are based on your letter received on July 2, 2024 and publicly available information," end quote. And adding a footnote as follows, quote, "A recount for the primary election for Virginia's 5th congressional district has been scheduled by the Charlottesville Circuit Court for July 31st, 2024, end quote, with a citation to the court order.
Thank you very much, Vice Chair. Colleagues, is there any debate on the Vice Chair's motion? Okay, seeing none, all of those in favor say aye.
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 All right, any opposed? No. That motion carries by a vote of 5-1. The Vice Chair, Commissioner Lindebaum, Commissioner Dickerson, Commissioner Broussard, Commissioner Traynor in favor, and myself opposed. Thank you very much to OGC. Very much appreciate that. We're going to move to our next item, which is Regulation 2013-06, Administrative Fines Program Expansion Draft Notice of Proposed Rulemaking. And we have Ms. Bird here with us in the hearing room. Is Ms. Hemsley joining us, or is it just Ms. Bird? Great. Well, as soon as you have a chance to get yourself settled, if you could give us a presentation on this item.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, commissioners. Agenda document 2424A is a draft notice of proposed rulemaking on expanding the administrative fines program. The draft proposes amendments to the regulations implementing the administrative fines program that would expand the program to include late or non-filing of three additional report types, which include 24 and 48-hour reports of independent expenditures and 24-hour notices of electioneering communications. Congress authorized the proposed expansion in 2013. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much, Ms. Bird. Colleagues, any questions for OGC? Commissioner Dickerson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's not really a question for OGC. I did want to note the flag that was actually from policy of the applicability of the SEC versus JARC opinion from the Supreme Court this term. The lack of reference to that in the document is not an oversight. It's a fact that people are moving very quickly with limited resources, and the opinion came down recently. But I did want to flag for the public that the applicability of that opinion would be, I think, of interest to the commission if people are thinking about potential topics for comments. That opinion held that there's a Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial, at least in certain cases involving internal administrative penalties by administrative agencies. So while it's not explicitly a called for comment topic in the NPRM, I would personally encourage anyone in the public who's interested to file on that point.
Thank you, Commissioner Dickerson. Colleagues, anything else? I'll just say for myself that it's worth noting Congress last year reauthorized this program for an additional 10 years. It's about 25 years old, but we very much appreciate that. And I take that as a vote of confidence. As part of this project, I just want to quickly thank all the people who have worked on this so far, not just Ms. Bird and Ms. Hemsley and everyone in policy, but also folks in the reports analysis division, Ms. Jacona, Ms. Roser, and Ms. Magruder, who have been subject matter experts on a lot of these issues and have given a lot of great guidance and feedback that make sure we get this program described correctly as we try to put forward this proposed rule. And I also want to certainly thank Commissioner Broussard and all of the staff in her office for all their great work and collaboration on this project as part of the Regulations Committee, as we call the Regs Committee. Colleagues, anything else? Okay, if not, I'll go ahead and put a motion on the table. In Regulation 2013-06, Administrative Fines Program Expansion, I move approval of agenda document number 24-24-A. And I will also add, subject to any technical and conforming edits that the Policy Division needs to make prior to publication in the Federal Register. All right, colleagues, any debate on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Ms. Bird. Our next item, number three, is Regulation 2024-04, Form 3Z, Draft Notice of Proposed Rulemaking. We have Ms. Waldman here from the Policy Division. If you could give us a presentation on this item.
Sure. Thank you, Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda Document 24-23-A contains a draft notice of proposed rulemaking for FEC Form 3Z. The notice proposes amending the Commission's regulations by removing the requirement that the principal campaign committee of a candidate with multiple authorized committees must report information on FEC Form 3Z. The NPRM seeks comment to determine whether eliminating FEC Form 3Z would negatively affect disclosure of information about financial activities of principal campaign committees and their authorized committees, and how and why the public currently uses Form 3Z. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you very much, Ms. Waldman. Colleagues, let me open it up. Any questions for OGC or comments? I think this is a great initiative to potentially remove duplicate information and extra paperwork for committees that is arguably become obsolete in the world of searchable and sortable and downloadable data. Okay, well, seeing none, then let me put another motion on the table with respect to Regulation 2024-04, Form 3Z, Draft Notice of Proposed Rulemaking. I move approval of Agenda Document Number 24-23-A. Any debate on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Policy and Ms. Waldman. Okay, we're going to move on to a pair of items that are related, but this is the fourth item on our agenda first, Regulation 2016-03, Political Party Rules, a Draft Notice of Disposition. We have Ms. Wendell and Mr. Wenziger here for a presentation on, let's just do them, presentation and then a vote and then another presentation and then a vote. So if you could give us a presentation on the NOD, that would be great.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, Commissioners. Agenda Document Number 24-28A contains a draft notification of disposition for a petition for rulemaking submitted by the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party and its chair, Ken Martin. The petition, filed on June 14, 2016, asked the Commission to amend several regulations applicable to state, district, and local committees of political parties. On June 26, 2024, the same petitioners submitted a new petition incorporating the substance of their original petition and revoking the original petition. In light of the similarities between the two petitions and the petitioners' revocation of the 2016 petition, the draft notification of disposition states that Commission resources would be more efficiently and effectively allocated by disposing of the 2016 petition and focusing on the 2024 petition. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you so much. Colleagues, any questions for Ms. Wendell or any other comments? Any debate? If not, you've satisfied all of us. Any appropriate motions? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to join in thanking the staff for working expeditiously on these things. It is an ongoing project of the Regulations Committee, not just for this matter, but for other matters so that we can clean the coffers, as we would use the words. And I thank the staff for their efforts. In this matter, in Reg 2016-03, Political Party Rules, Draft Notice of Disposition, I move approval of Agenda Document Number 24-28A.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Broussard. Colleagues, any debate on that motion? Seeing none, all of those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That motion carries unanimously. Ms. Wendell, if you could give us maybe you mentioned it, but a brief presentation on this following item, which is the draft notice of availability for Reg 2024-07.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Agenda Document Number 24-27A contains a draft notification of availability for a petition for rulemaking submitted to the Commission by the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party and its chair. The petition asks the Commission to amend regulations related to political parties, including limiting when political party employees must be paid from a federal account, narrowing the definition of federal election activities, and codifying a modernized standard regarding the volunteer exceptions to distribution of campaign materials. The notification seeks comment on whether the Commission should commence a rulemaking based on this petition. The comment period will run for 60 days following publication of the notification in the Federal Register. After the comment period has closed and after comments have been considered, the commission may decide whether to initiate a rulemaking. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, any questions? Seeing none, maybe an appropriate motion. Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you. In Re 2024-07 Political Party Rules 2, Draft Notice of Availability, I move approval of agenda document number 24-27A.
Thank you very much. Commissioner, colleagues, any debate on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, and that motion too carries unanimously. Fantastic. The last item on our agenda, I'll just note, has been resolved on tally offline. That was the certification of a payment for a presidential primary matching funds. So at the end of this, to wrap it up, let me ask Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters for consideration today?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much. Thank you to everyone for your participation. You're going to stand adjourned.